More than 300 people volunteer their time to help operate the Egan Warming Centers, Program Director Doug Bales.
Well, we have an amazing team and a great community that really steps up, and this kind of weather kind of motivates and gets these people excited. Yes, we're tired. A lot of hours put in over the last 8 days, but a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of really good energy out there as well.
Bales says for each of the past 3 nights, guest numbers have risen to around 400. The network of churches and community centers that open on freezing nights is named for Major Thomas Egan. He froze to death on a Eugene sidewalk 5 years ago this month. Egan Warming Center is training new volunteers this week. Donations of blankets, warm clothes, and sleeping bags can be brought to St. Vincent de Paul locations marked for Egan. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.